outreach toward God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words from today's epistle lesson, where Paul writes, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on earth." One of the ways we structure our language is through directional metaphors. For example, when you try to get someone out of bed so that he or she will make it to work or class on time, you will very loudly say, "James, Bill, Laura, wake up." Note the direction, the up in the command. Or you might describe an unconscious friend or relative saying, "He or she sank into a coma." Risking being insensitive, the question I might ask is, how far did he or she sink? Now, obviously, directional orientation such as up or above or over carry with them more positive connotations than down or under or low. And is it not better for you to have your health at a peak rather than to drop dead? Now, it's no accident that Paul, in the epistle lesson read earlier, uses directional metaphors to describe the Christian life. Trying to help us rise above our human thinking, he writes, "Set your mind on things that are above, not on things on the earth." And then in the verses just following today's epistle lesson, again using a directional metaphor, Paul goes on to use a different image, the image of clothing, when he says, "As God's chosen people, put on compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." So what is Paul saying? The resurrection of Jesus and our participation in it lifts us up to the superior life, the stronger life, the godly life. Paul also wastes no breath in showing us the opposite when he lists those things that would destroy such a life. His list reads like a dirty laundry list: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, foul talk, and covetousness. "Now you must put them all away," Paul says, "and with them anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouths." Such clothing is not becoming for a Christian, Paul is saying. Another way of saying it is this: we need constantly to ask ourselves, what do I wear today? And the answer has consequences for everyone we meet, here at the seminary or wherever we might be. Yes, the clothing that we put on, the way we live our lives, will show people around us what Christ really means to us. It also will lead them, hopefully by example, to godly living. So when Paul says you have died and your life is hidden in Christ, with Christ in God, Paul is taking us as believers and walking us into step with Jesus. He's helping us see how in love and mercy he changes us inside out, how he helps us face all of life's challenges and fears, be they the passing of the Greek qualifier, or helping your wife adjust to a new life here as new students, or whatever challenges or fears you may now be facing. Yes, Paul helps us see that Christ is with us every step that we take in life. I used to visit a young man who had leukemia. The harsh treatments of chemotherapy sometimes made him so sick that he couldn't even open his eyes. On one of his better days, I asked him how he was able to deal with all of the pain of the chemotherapy. His answer, "Sometimes I play golf." My immediate reaction to the answer was, "What?" "I play golf," he said, "in my head. I play a mental round of golf. In my mind, I go out to the club where I used to play. I tee up and go through each stroke I would need to play the course. I imagine every step. I picture in my head all the trees, the sand traps, and the lakes. I lay out all 18 holes, and I occupy my mind for a few hours in a place that I really like." In a human way, this young man understood what it meant to occupy his mind with things that could make him forget his earthbound prison. Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to play some imaginary game to get our minds off the sin and evil and the fears that would destroy us? Isn't it wonderful that the life that Christ lived for us now shapes our lives, the lives we will live for Him? Isn't it wonderful because we've been raised to life with Christ, we will live with Him forever? Yes, He is the one who helps us set our mind on the things that are above and not on the things on this earth. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We rise.
Blessed Lord, you established your church through the blood of your Son. Keep her faithful. Guard those persecuted for bearing the baptismal seal. And lead us all to fulfill.